News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVEL. Good afternoon. Representative Senator-elect John Curtis is on the air with us today, and he's reached out to us to share his thought regarding political campaigns, specifically the presidential campaigns. Congressman Curtis has served as our representative here in the Uinta Basin, as most of you know, and he is now representing the entire state of Utah in the Senate seat that's been vacated by Mitt Romney. But Representative Curtis, or Senator-elect Curtis, I don't know what to call you.
John works.
How about John? Okay. John, are you going to forget your constituents here in the Uinta Basin regarding energy, your passion for protecting energy, Utah's energy industry and infrastructure?
No way. No way. No how. I'm looking forward to continuing the very thoughtful discussion we've had about the importance of what everybody is so tied into in the basin, and how that's just a really important part of our energy future.
Well, you've done a great job of representing the interests of the citizens here in northeastern Utah. Your successor, Mike Kennedy, are you going to be able to work closely with him?
And I think the basin's going to be very well served with Mike Kennedy. He's a good man. He's teachable. He's smart. He's committed. There's a lot of attributes, I think, and before long, they're going to be saying, "Oh, we like Mike better than John. He's a good man."
Tell us about your first 100 days in office. What are your priorities?
Well, number one is survive, and then number two is make sure that not just the basin, but everybody in the 3rd Congressional District knows and sees me and knows that I'll keep coming back. And then beyond that, some specifics, for instance, for the basin that's very important is permitting reform. Permitting reform is holding up a lot of those energy projects that we want to get going, not just in the basin, but around the state. And that's one I've worked really hard on and want to see if we can get that across the finish line. And then, another really important topic, it's not just the basin across the state, is the federal budget and our spending. And we're gonna dive really into that. And with President Trump as president, it gives us a window to do some really important things. And I hope one of them is getting this budget under control.
Regarding permitting reform, could you clarify that a little bit more?
Yeah.
What have you done, and what do you hope that you can do now as our senator?
Well, yeah, let's define the problem and make sure everybody understands that. And that is that whenever we're doing a project that's involving federal lands or federal money, the requirements from NEPA are so problematic they've been weaponized to stop projects. And so even though everybody wants to be, good stewards, when we turn a shovel of dirt over, they go far beyond that, and they're used to stop otherwise good projects. And so figuring out how to keep the protections of NEPA, but also make sure they're not stopping projects that should be going forward. And quite frankly, part of that is railroad and anything that moves energy, like transmission lines. So it's really important to the basin.
As you well know, the Uinta Rail Project is scheduled for a hearing in front of the Supreme Court, I believe, in December 13th, right around there. Now, assuming that goes in the favorable direction for the Uinta Basin, would you be able to help us with the permitting process? Because we're going to have to reapply for permits, I'm assuming, correct?
Yeah. And I don't know all the particulars of that, but I can just tell you I'm game to help and play whatever role I can. There's a number of people and entities with responsibilities. So the capital, the private sector needs to find the capital for this. And so there's a lot of work to be done, and I certainly want to be considered as part of that team.
As President Trump has won, by a landslide victory, which is really astonishing. First of all, did you vote for President Trump?
Yes. Yeah, of course.
Do you support him?
Of course.
Would you be able to, as the senator, now that the Senate is in the red, do you feel that this will help to promote his agenda?
Yeah, and we need to see where the House ends up, but that would be very powerful if we are able to get the House. I think one of the things, too, that's important for people to understand about President Trump is it's kind of a false narrative to say No matter what he does, I support him, or no matter what he does, I don't support him. You find people that do both of that. And the reality of it is, there's so much with President Trump's agenda that I'm excited about and ready to support. But there are things from time to time. For instance, the deficit increased pretty dramatically under his leadership, and it's not bad to push back a little bit on some things that are important to Utahns. And so that very, very fine line of making sure he knows I'm in his camp, I'm supporting him, but Utahns also know that I'm looking out for their interests too, and doing both is very important.
What message would you give those who didn't support you on this election?
Yeah, absolutely. I get it. I understand. I want them to feel like their agenda is also my agenda. I want them to feel like I can lift their voice. My voice will lift their voice, but my votes can reflect the things that are important to them. And the best way for me to do that is to get out into the basin a lot, which you know I have done, and so that I can hear from them firsthand about what's important to them. And I can make sure that they're feeling like they're getting to know me, and I think as people get to know me, they're more likely to support me.
You have made a lot of progress with the Conservative Climate Caucus.
Yes.
Your efforts there of educating legislators and lobbying with agencies that really don't understand it from a perspective of climate and what the energy
right.
industry is doing. What will happen with that? Will that be something that Mike Kennedy will pick up?
So Mike has said he wants to join it. We have passed on the leadership to some other more senior members of Congress. Marionette Miller Meeks is going to chair that. She deals with a lot of biofuels, and we have four vice chairs of that. So that caucus will live on, and Mike has said he wants to be part of that. I'm really pleased that he's willing to be part of that as well.
Do you feel that this will be a peaceful transition? There was a lot of riots the last time. Do you think that we'll have any of that through this transition?
I sure hope not. I know today that Vice President Harris is conceding to Trump. I think that's really important. That should send a big a message that this is done, and I hope it does. And look, as a country, this is what we've decided, and we need to move on. And there's still a place for people's voice to be heard that didn't vote for President Trump. But the people have spoken, and now it's time to move on.
This has been, you know, arguably the most divisive campaign in my lifetime. I don't know. Maybe there was one with Andrew Jackson before. but do you feel that that we can come together as a country after this?
Listen, we need to. I think that the country's crying out for unity. President Trump talked about that in his speech in Milwaukee, is that we do need to unify. And that doesn't mean that you have to capitulate. It just means we've got to find out how to live with people that see things differently than we do. And we, you know, the reality of it is not everybody sees things the same way we do here in Utah. We can't ignore that. And we need to figure out a path forward, which is what our founders did. Imagine going to the Constitutional Convention and where that created that wonderful document and saying, I'm not going to compromise on anything. Well, we wouldn't have the Constitution if we hadn't. But that doesn't mean they compromised on their values, right? They found a path forward. And I think that's what we need to do as a country.
Do you think that you'll be able to work with the other side of the aisle to accomplish great things for the country?
Absolutely. Now, there are all different types of personalities on the other side of the aisle. I'm going to say some right off, right, are going to be really tough for me, but there's many who are good, thoughtful people that are willing to sit down and have a conversation, that are willing to understand what life is like in the basin and understand what Utah is like. And that's part of my job, is helping them understand the perspective of not just people in the basin, but all around the state. And to the extent that I'm successful, we'll definitely be able to get some things done.
Well, Representative Curtis, you understand the Uinta Basin really well. You've served us well here. You are still congressional representative.
That's right.
until
That's
when?
Right.
January?
January 3rd. Yep.
Till January 3rd, and then the reins will turn over to Mike Kennedy, who also understands the Uinta Basin and will serve our community really well.
He'll work hard on your behalf.
Any final thoughts that you have that you'd like to leave with the citizens of the Uinta Basin as we close?
Yeah, I just really think it's important that they know that I view my job as legislating for them, representing for them, advocating for them, doing what they sent me to do to get things done. And I'm excited to take that to a new level in the Senate. And Steve, you're the best. Always enjoy talking with you, and let's do it again real soon.
Okay, I look forward to it. Representative/Senator-elect John Curtis, we appreciate you reaching out to the citizens of northeastern Utah and here in the Uinta Basin and sharing your thoughts on this historic day. And I'm going to call it a historic day because I believe it is.
Historic, yep.
All right.
Yep.
Thank you for joining us.
I'm
Steve Evans. This is News Talk 104.5 FM and AM 920 KVL. Thanks for joining us.